Hello, this is Erin Edgar back with you again. I would like to demonstrate today a wonderful little program that I picked up several days ago, and I was so impressed with it that I bought it. It is called DVD to Audio Extractor, and what it does is that it rips audio from DVDs. I have not tried it with television shows on DVD, but it does work very well with movies. I was very impressed with the concept of the YouTube to audio converter, which was demonstrated in a previous Blind Cool Tech podcast. I asked my husband if he knew of any programs that ripped audio from DVDs, since I like movies but don't want to have to bother with saving the video to my computer. If I don't need video, why take up the extra hard drive space with it? So my husband, being into all this stuff, knew of something and went and found it, and lo and behold, it was this DVD to audio converter. It's very accessible right out of the box, so to speak. So, in any event, I would like to demonstrate it now. It's called DVD to Audio Extractor, like I said. It is put out by a company called Computer Application Studio, and I'll give you their website at the end of this podcast so that you can go and download. I believe it is a free 30-day trial version, and I believe that the regular version is $28, something like that. And I found it worth it. After a few test runs, which, you know, it has little quirks and crinkles like any program, and after a few test runs, I found it works beautifully now that I know how to operate it. And I will say, as I'm demonstrating this, I use extensively the JAWS Speech and Sounds Manager dialog box. I can't find my default schemes. I guess erroneously, I have misplaced them somewhere. And so it is stuck on schemes of my own manufacture. So if you hear sounds that are kind of confusing, that's where they're coming from. They're indicating buttons and list views and those sorts of things. And in the event that you need a translation, I will attempt to provide one. I would like to demonstrate this program now, and I would like to do this by ripping a copy, an audio copy, of Sleepless in Seattle, which is one of my favorite movies. What I have done is I'm just sitting here at the desktop. What I'll do is I'll put in the DVD, the computer will come up with its little what would you like to do with this disc, and we'll move on from there. It's thinking about it. And I have JAWS set on somewhat of a slow speed. I know it's slow for me. It might not be slow enough for some of you. So hopefully this will be all right. I've not done any demonstrations before, so it's thinking.
Sleepless underlined and underlined Seattle left baron, need colon right baron. Take no action.
Three.
That's what I want.
Always good selected action. Okay.
Now, I'm going to go into the Start menu and open DVD to Audio Extractor, and you're going to hear a couple of clicks and clutters from JAWS, signifying that I'm going into a Start menu and going into menus with submenus.
Windows Catalog with four blind mice. Zetters links of dash net Skype JFW dash S DVD Audio Extractor.
That's the one I want.
DVD Audio Extractor.
And you go into this program's submenu, and it has three choices. It has DVD Audio Extractor.
DVD Audio Extractor Help. DVD Audio Extractor on the web. Uninstall DVD Audio Extractor.
Four choices.
DVD Audio Extractor.
And we're back to that. And if you go into this,
leave it menus.
It will pull it up. It looks for it. It finds the DVD. Okay, now it comes up in a dialog box. That is all this interface is, a big succession of dialog boxes. There are no menus to mess with or anything like that. So we're in a dialog box, and we are always kind of, for some reason, the program comes in, and it's always in the middle of the dialog box, kind of not on the first button, but on a button kind of in the middle. But since I have verbosity in JAWS set on beginner, it will give you the Alt key to press for each of these buttons. And the little clicking you hear is just to signify that you're sitting on a button. That is my own little sound embellishment. So we land on this checkbox that says video on or off. and it's on. What this means is that when you play the files that you want to, play them before you rip them to make sure they're correct, trust me, you might want to do this. Even if you are sure, certain that you're on the correct title to rip, you may want to at least start and make sure that they're correct, because the first time I did this, I didn't do that, and I ended up with the commentary for the movie instead of the movie. And although that's interesting, what you really want, I trust, for most things, will be the actual movie itself. So, while it is playing, if you play before you rip it to make sure it's right, the video will be on, and I just leave this checked. It will not rip any video, however, but this is just for when it's playing. So then we'll go forward again, we'll hit help. We'll hit next. We don't want to do that yet because we haven't even really selected anything in this box, which basically you have the movie and you have your video source, and you want to make sure they're correct, and you want to select the tracks to be ripped. That's what this box will contain.
Exit.
We don't want to exit it, of course.
DVD-video source colon combo box left bracket E colon right bracket up DR-DVD plus RWAD 5540 left parent 102Z right parent
103
DVD-video source.
That is our DVD source. That's where it's going to look for the movie.
Refresh.
For some reason, that's there. We don't want to do that yet.
Review. Title 1 left bracket 144.58 right bracket checked.
104.
Title 1 left bracket 144.58 right bracket checked.
104.
And this is the list of things that are on this disc. The main titles, I guess you would say. So this is title 1. It's an hour and 58 minutes. It's one of four, though, so let's make sure it's checked. We want this. Let's make sure we don't want anything else in here.
Title 2 left bracket 144.58 right bracket not checked. English AC3 left parent 48KH. Z2CH right parent.
That's interesting.
Title 3 left bracket 013.09 right bracket not checked. English AC.
That's probably a menu because it's only 13 minutes.
Title 4 left bracket 0153 right.
And that's probably a menu because it's only a minute and 53 seconds. So.
Title 2 left bracket. Title 1 left bracket 144.58 right bracket checked. English AC3 left parent 48KH. Z2CH right parent.
My guess is that the first one that's this length will be the movie, and the second one that's this length will be the commentary. Now, I'm not certain about that, so I'm going to play the first one to make sure and kind of sample a couple of the tracks to make sure that it's the movie and not the commentary.
English AC3 left parent 48KH. Z2CH right parent.
102.
English AC.
And then we tab to the right one more time after we select the title that we want, the main thing that we want. And we get into an extended list box, and it has some things we can select, select here. So,
left parent 48KH, Z2CH right parent, English AC3 left parent 48KH, Z2CH right parent.
I'm not really sure what that is, but I'm going to leave it where it is.
Not selected, 01 title, 1-chapter, 01527197639 check.
128.
And then we go into an extended list box, which is what that little clutter was. Signaling that I was entering into an extended list box, and that is a list of all the chapters that are in this title. Every movie, every disc that I put in is a little bit different in how it organizes things. So, what you want is basically in this checkbox with that four titles, I have the first one checked. The one that has the one list box over, I'm not quite sure what those do. I'm just going to make sure that we have the right one checked in that default with those four in it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play. And it's going to start playing title one. And we'll see that it's right. And the first one will probably be, it'll probably start by playing some music or something, so we may sample a couple of the tracks by hitting next chapter button, which is over here.
Last chapter. Oh. Greater next chapter.
Oh, plus greater.
Greater next chapter. Play.
Oh, plus key.
Well, right now we're going to play it. See what it does. It has to think about it.
English AC3 left parent 48KH. Z2CH right parent. Last chapter. Greater next chapter.
The tall one with red hair is your cousin Irene.
You recognize her by the disappointed look on her face?
Yeah. There doesn't appear to be any commentary, so what I'm going to do...
Last chapter, please.
Brother Dennis is professor.
I'm going to stop it right there because I think this is what we want. And we're back to where we started. And I want to go next, so you can either hit Alt, you can either hit Enter on Next, or you can hit Alt N. I'll just hit Enter on Next, and it doesn't bring up the successive screen automatically. It doesn't start speaking, so you can just tab around and you'll find where you are. Again, you land on the next button for some reason. And one good thing about this program is that it remembers the settings that you had when you recorded last. So there are dozens, over a dozen file formats it can save in, audio in, but I have it on MP3 EG because that's the one I want, and it remembered that I did my last movie in that, which happened to be the Ten Commandments. I happened to do it in MP3 EG audio, so it remembered that setting.
Sample rate combo box, 44,100 HZ.
4 or 5.
It has 5 different sample rates. I use 44,100. It does have 48,000, but I use 44,100. Usually it's pretty standard. It has several presets for how it handles the ripping process, what speeds it uses, how much computer's processing power it takes, what priority it gives the process and the whole computer hierarchy of things. So I customize my settings, but there are settings you can use. I would not recommend using any of the bottom three, which are essentially very, very fast, because the quality might not be as good as you like. But you can use any of the presets, at least the first few. We've got medium, fast, standard, and standard fast. And I've used those, and they're all right.
Extreme and insane
I don't think I'd work with, but that's just me. I customize it, and so by hitting custom, I customize things like the bitrate and that sort of thing, and the number of channels. You have mono, stereo, and joint stereo, and I prefer everything in stereo.
Algorithm quality combo box. New folder recommended.
2 or 5.
I'm not sure what this algorithm quality is, but it's also something that can be customized, and there are different settings for that as well. I use what's recommended.
Constant bitrate combo box, 192 kbps.
11 to 14.
I use that constant bitrate. I've settled on that one for quality purposes. It's pretty much near CD quality. There, you can go higher. There is also a lot, you know, it can be a lot lower. You'll notice some, you know, quality differences. That isn't totally up to you, whatever you prefer.
Variable bit rate, left variable.
You can also do a variable bit rate.
Average bit rate, left.
You can do an average bit rate. I don't mess with those. It gets too confusing for me. If you don't understand any of this, you can do help.
Less bad. Next, greater, greater.
And now next, greater, we're going to a new dialog box. Now, it's asking us where we want our files put. And this, it just occurred to me, I have not created a directory for this movie yet. Dumb me. You cannot do this with this while you're in this program, so I have to get out of here and go to my documents, hit M for a while until I get to my audio movies. Now, I've done 6 movies so far since I've gotten this thing. I'm going to create a directory called Sleepless in Seattle.
Folder, leaving menus, edit, new box space.
Sleepless.
L-E-E, land.
In Seattle.
Folder, view, list, new, Sleepless in Seattle.
707.
There we go.
Seattle.
Close that out. Now,
leaving menus.
We are back to DVD audio extractor. Hit Alt-Tab to bring that back into focus again. And we are going to browse.
Output, browse.
Alt plus W.
Browse for folders. Cancel. Okay. Cancel.
Whoops. And it brings up a tree view, and it puts you in the folder you were in last. And I happen to be in disk 2 of Ten Commandments, and I don't want to be in there. But I'm back in my audio movies. I closed that out. I'm back in my audio movies list. It has brought it up as a tree view, and I want Sleepless in Seattle, which is one up from that. And there's nothing in there, no subdirectories.
Okay.
So
okay.
I will hit OK.
Browse.
Takes you back to browse again, but I'm content with that.
Save each chapter as a separate file.
Now, we get to make some more changes here. There is a checkbox. You can either save each chapter into separate files, or you can save it all as one big file. I wouldn't recommend that, but I mean, it's basically up to you. Check that to make sure it's checked. Again, my sound does little strange little clitters.
Overwrite files with the same name.
Overwrite files with the same name, sure, why not? I'll leave that checked. I actually have found that to be beneficial once the process had to stop. I had some problems with my computer. I had it at too high of a priority setting, which I'll talk about in a minute, and it basically locked up the whole system as I was trying to do too many things too fast, which is a problem that I have sometimes. So I had to start back over, and it just rewrote everything because I had this checked.
Create M3U playlist.
Create M3U playlist, sure, why not? Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. We are going to take a trip, because I wanted to demonstrate this as we were going along. We are going to take a trip to IMDb so that we can find out. It's going to ask us for the artist and the album. We know the album, Sleepless in Seattle, right? Okay, fine. But we don't know the artist. At least, I don't know. And for artist, for these audio movies, I use the writers, the screenwriters' names. So, it will create, when it's creating the playlist, it lists, and creating the ID3 tags, it lists the names. So we're going to have to go find that. So what we'll do is we'll go there in just 1 second. We are going to do one more thing first. Normalization, it means it's going to try and normalize the volume. And I have that checked. As it's going along, it's going to try and make the volume average out. And I have it checked. You can uncheck it if you like.
94%, 93%.
And it wants to know what volume you want it normalized at. It can go from 100 down to 0. I prefer 93%, just a little bit quieter than normal. So that's what I have it set on.
ID3 tag enabled.
Sure. I want the ID3 tags enabled.
ID3 tag artist edit.
This is where I don't know the answer to this question. So, I'm going to pop up Internet Explorer and demonstrate IMDb to you real fast, although I'm sure that probably a lot of you know what it is already. www.imdb.org, Internet Movie Database. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole page. That's a podcast for somebody else to do, because I'm not that interested in movies. I just want the information I want and to put it into the tags to make it organized, and that's it. So, I'm going to do a JAWS quick key thing here and get to the search field real fast by hitting F. That will take us to a combo box that has a list of genres that we can choose from. I'll just put all. I don't really care to go through that, because I think there's only one movie called Sleepless in Seattle, so I think it'll find it pretty well here, just by doing it this way. Sleepless in Seattle. Seattle with two T's. And for some reason, the go button is grayed out, but I'm going to go anyway.
1%.
Sleepless in Seattle, left parent, 1,993, right parent.
That is another thing we're going to need. We're going to need the year, so it came up with that. Now, I want
100%.
To find
Sleepless in Seattle, left parent, 1,993, right parent.
The writer's names.
Quickly.
And these little piano notes indicate that there are headings at different levels. I want to find the level
no next heading at left.
Sleepless in Seattle, left parent, 1,993, right parent.
Level 1 heading called Sleepless in Seattle, and then we will go and
1,993.
Right,
great, okay.
Click here to find out more.
Click
advertisement.
We want to get beyond the ratings.
Register. Or log in.
Now, here we are at the overview, which is a level 4 heading, and then it goes down to the
overview.
The director.
Director colon.
Nora Ephron,
which I did not know that. Okay. And you could do it by director, but I like to do it by writer, so I'm going to get the major screenwriters here.
Left parent, WGA, right parent.
Colon.
Writers Guild of America. Gee, they're still on strike. What a surprise. I hear that Tom Hanks and George Clooney are thinking about mediating that strike. I don't know if it's serious or not, but I wish someone do something about it at some point. Okay, who have we got here?
Jeff Arch.
Jeff Arch? Left parent, story, right parent.
Wrote the story.
Nora Ephron.
And Nora Ephron
right
wrote the screenplay. So I think I'm just going to usually lists two, which is fine with me. I think I'm just going to say Arch and Efren.
Ephron.
Arch and Efren for the artist. And I think we're done with this, but I'm going to leave it open just in case.
DVD audio. Idea 3 tag album edit. Idea 3 tag artist edit.
Arch and Efren. So we're back in DVD audio extractor. We get to that dialogue. We get to the artist edit field, and I put in Arch and Efren.
Idea 3 tag album edit.
And in the album slot, Sleepless in Seattle.
Idea 3 tag year edit. Track 491.
I don't know the graphic there, but the year is 1993.
Idea 3 tag album edit. Sleepless in Seattle. Idea 3 tag artist edit. Arch and Efren. Idea 3 tag year edit. 1993.
Okay, good. That's good.
Help.
And you can get help if you are uncertain about what's going on.
Plus B. Next greater.
O plus N.
Next greater.
O plus N.
We're happy with all that, so we're going to go next.
Threat, minority, colon, higher. List back.
O plus B.
Now, we always land on the back button. I'm not quite sure what, but what we're going to do is I'm going to explain a little bit about this here. This thread priority is basically the amount of your computer's power that the process is going to allocate for itself. And the higher priority you give it, of course, it goes a little bit faster, it takes a little bit less time. But this is a decision that's going to be up to you based on how much you feel you need the computer for other things. I usually put it on 66% because when movies are being ripped, I go do other things. At this point, I think I'll go run on the treadmill for 40 minutes, 45 minutes or so while this is working. So I'll put it at 66% because I don't really need the computer for much. Like I said, there are occasions, I have had it happen once, that it locked up the poor thing because it was trying to do this and I was trying to do about 20,000 other things. So you want to kind of juggle that priority setting, make sure you're fine with it. 33% is probably better if you're involved in a lot of projects, email, documents, and all this stuff and got it going. 0%, you can do 0, 33, 66, or 100, and I would not recommend 0 would take forever. 100 would not be as long, but you would not be able to do anything at all, really. So I keep it at 66 or 33. All right. Well, we don't want to exit.
Left, right slider, 66%.
There's that priority slider bar. We'll leave it at 66.
After encoding, do this colon combo box. Do nothing.
1 to 5.
After encoding, you can do several things. You can launch it. You can log yourself off. You can exit the program. I don't know what all. So, but I always have it on do nothing. It just gives a little clittery sound that it's done. And then it just sits there. So now I'm on the start button. And if I hit that.
Stop. Alt plus key.
It will come up, and you will be on a stop button. And it will start thinking. There it goes. I hear my JAWS progress bars announcing things. Now, what that's announcing is that it is 9% done with some task. In order to read the box here, you need your JAWS cursor, or whatever screen reader's cursor, I don't know what they call it, WindowEyes calls its cursor, but... Ooh, it's still in. I'm going to have to route the JAWS to the PC because it's still in IMDb, and I didn't want it there. Okay. We're going to maximize it. And, okay, so we're on this. I want to know how much time. Okay, here's the encoding status box.
Processing chapter 1 of 28. Time elapsed colon 00100. Time remaining colon 04146.
Okay, so probably it'll be done in about 40 minutes or so. So it will extract the files to a directory, and then once it is done, they can be played. And when it's done, I'll be back, and we'll see how well this process worked. Okay, I believe that it is done recording now, ripping now, so I will go back in there and make sure that all of the tracks were successfully extracted.
DVD audio extractor 4.2.2. JAWS the PC. After encoding, do this console. Graphic 5.1. Start encoding. Encoding status group box.
There is our encoding status group box again.
All chapters finished. Time used, colon 28 minutes 38 seconds. Total speed, colon 3.7x.
Well, it did say that there were 41 minutes left when we were doing it, but it ended up taking only 28. It depends on a lot of things, what you're using your computer for. I happened not to be using it, so it took substantially less time than it thought.
Easy.
So, we're done.
DVD audio extractor 4.2.2. Help.
Alt plus H.
Restart.
Alt plus
Less Mac.
Alt
exit.
Alt plus X.
We want to exit because we are...
Right slider. Zip exit.
We are done. Exit.
Sleepless in Seattle. Left parent 1993. Right parent dash Windows Internet Explorer.
And we're back to IMDb, which we'll close out. Now I want to go in and actually play this. There is a playlist in the directory where it saved the movies. I will say that it does not save the movies. You have to create all the directories yourself. The default directory, when you first install this, it wants to rip it to your username settings file, your temp file in your username. And at least in Windows XP, that's where it wants it to go. I'm not sure about Vista. I didn't want it that way, so I created a directory called My Audio Movies and then create subdirectories in there with the movies titles. I don't have any genres or anything like that. You can organize it however you want. It's very flexible that way. But you have to do all the organization. It doesn't come with any presets along those lines. So I am going to go into my documents.
My documents.
App start.
My documents. Folder view list view. Not selected. Underline. Apps files.
One of 90. L.
I want to go to My Audio Movies.
Missed movie. My Audio Movies. Folder view list view. Not select. Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Folder view list view. Not selected. Archa Deborah dash Sleepless in Seattle. Dot M3U.
One of 29.
Archa Deborah dash Sleepless in Seattle. Dot M3U.
That is our playlist. And we will hit enter, and it will bring up, in my case, Winamp, and start playing it. Let's just make sure that it did it okay. I will kind of skip through a couple of the tracks really quickly here.
Winamp 2.78, track 1, Archa Deborah.
Yes, I know I use 2.78. It's the only one I can find that works with JAWS without crashing on a regular basis. Aha, here we go.
Track 2, Archa Deborah, dash title 1, dash chapter
0. The problem with Red Hair is your cousin Irene.
Recognize her by the disappointed look on her face.
It was married to Harold, who ran off with
the... Track 4, Archa Deborah.
Dad?
Yeah?
There's someone on the phone for you.
So, it seems like it worked. Those first few tracks, they don't seem like they have any commentary in them. All the chapters seem to be there. And I think we're good to go on this one. This is a great little program. I'd like to give you the website in case you want to go download it or look. I think they have a couple other programs on that website that do other things. The website is castudio.org, http://www.castudio.org. And again, I think the trial is 30 days. You can decide whether you like it or not. If you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love comments of any kind. You can reach me at my email address, sprite, S-P-R-I-T-E, 156, at gmail.com. Sprite156 at gmail.com. Thank you very much, and I hope to hear from some of you. I hope you enjoy this, and I hope to be back soon with another podcast.